It's time for the Dark Matter After Show. Or is it the Alt Dark Matter After Show? Who knows? Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 3, Episode 6, One Last Card to Play. If you haven't already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV, hit subscribe, or also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm Yael Teagle, my panel is dancing over here.
Oh, I mean, you got a song in your heart, right?
Do you have a song in your heart?
I mean, I think so.
Always. Is it this song?
It is now.
Yay! Yeah! It's Andrew Mena!
Hey guys, I'm Andrew Mena. This is the voice you're hearing. You can find me on Twitter at @AndrewMena or on Instagram at @TheAndrewMena.
And Natalie's here!
Hello! I'm Natalie Dyer, and you can find me at Natalie Dyer, NataleeDyer, on all social media platforms. I'm also in the chat this week!
Yay!
Which is awesome, because I've never done this.
Yeah, Tari is out
she's
on
never
assignment.
Used a chat before.
Never.
We're very excited
never.
For her.
Yes.
First computer she's ever seen.
Mazels. Mazel tov?
Yeah, no, yeah, I got no, that. Okay. Yep. I didn't know why.
For the computer
yeah, okay.
And this song is so exciting.
Right. Yeah, it just gets your energy up.
Yeah. We are talking One Last Card to Play. I want to say, this episode started, and Tari called it so fast.
Yeah, us too.
Okay, so I'm the only one. So here's what happened. So first, we open with Poon, Portia and Poon.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we're in this scene, and I see, this is going to sound terrible, but I'm admitting it on the air. When we see her cleavage in the hoodie, I went, it's two. That's Melissa. Yep, I knew it, but I did not pick up on the fact that they were Portia and Boone from the Alt universe and not two and three.
Because I was just pretty fast.
How did you guys pick it up so
did
fast?
Did you think it was just like, oh, hey, Melissa, we need you to be an extra for a minute. Come in here.
No, no, like I thought it was two and three. When they explained their plan
okay. And
they were like, here, we're going to take you. We're going to free you. I was like, yes. But I also then turned to Tari and went, wait, I thought they were trying to be bad again. And he went, that's not them.
Yeah.
I instantly was like, they came on the screen and I was like, cool, or okay, why is this happening? And then I was like, wait, are these they're the evil ones. It's the evil ones.
As soon as we saw them, I was like, oh, God, why would they be on the ship? How would they find this out? They wouldn't. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're sorry.
And then I was really mad at Rio for not realizing that it wasn't.
Well, so once we have, every time she makes
a call
mm-hmm. the way that Portia speaks to people is very different from the way that Two speaks to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, first of all, Melissa, amazing performance,
yeah.
Like
yes.
Clearly differentiating these two people. But also, when she was talking to Truffaut and she reiterated to her plan, when she went, clearly you guys are staying neutral. I went, Truffaut better figure this out because she had to explain it to Two.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Like, here's the thing I also had a problem with, or not a problem with, but, like, a thought about,
yes.
Is, like, the android and the idea of, like, so there's nothing in this world that can make an android, like, do not compute, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is a world with multiple, like, universes,
yeah.
And she's met the crew members of both, and she's able to completely, she processes that, and that's fine. And it's just, like, in the same way, like, oh, wait, what? I don't know. It's great. I'm glad it happens this way. I'm glad that she is that rad, but it's also like, would she be? Wouldn't she just explode? It's like, there are two of you. I'm just throwing that out there.
I love your thoughts.
Yeah. Anyway.
And your thoughts. So they steal...
Moving on.
So they steal the ship, and they have a plan, and the plan... I love the double cross. And I was like, is this the double cross?
It's all the double cross. Yeah. Everything's the double cross.
I was watching it with people
who
don't watch the show.
Oh, how was that?
It was fun, because I was like, is this the double cross, the double cross, the double cross? And they're like, wait, what?
The double cross?
You had them on high alert, and they had no idea.
Yeah, no.
It was not the first show... I mean... There are three shows on Friday nights, and a different show also had something that we were waiting for, and so I spent the whole episode going, is this the thing? Is this the thing? So,
and also,
this whole season's going to have me, like, on the edge of my seat, really, like, what's happening? Is this the thing?
Anxious.
Expectation has made a fool of us.
Yeah, I need to find my list of things that are going to happen.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't have it anymore.
You put it on your computer.
Uh-huh. It was. And... This is my first computer ever. Oh. I don't know how to save. Anyway, so I was like, this is a double cross. But no, I believe, and I'm going to say it, and Mr. Melosi's in the chat and can tell me I'm wrong.
He can tell you
I'm
all the things.
Usually yeah. wrong. Just to jump ahead, when Boone shoots the android, mm-hmm. and he's like, you didn't see that coming. I shouted, I did see that coming. And then when Five comes in and shoots him, I went, this was it. That was the double deception. That was it. That was the double. We decepted twice. Right? That was it?
No. I don't think so.
I'm anticipating something a lot larger than that.
Yeah.
If that is the double cross, like, that'd
be
really
sad. It's double
sad.
Deception, just double to be deception. Clear. It's a double deception.
Sure. Sure. You know what? I had a thought while we were...
Yes.
I actually left my notes in my bag, but I was thinking...
Great.
I know, right? I'm all together today, you guys. I was wondering if our android dies... And the evil alternative android from the other universe takes over and gets the upgrade. And then that's the whole her crying thing.
Mm. Interesting.
It's like getting that upgrade to feel like a human. Because I feel like our android already knows how that feels.
Mm. Oh.
To a degree. Mm.
So least. When she was like, what is this? And,
yeah.
And Two says to her, it's grief.
So I was anticipating that happening. Oh, this one was like there was going to be a switchover of the androids, but I don't think that happened.
There was someone at the end of the episode, and I don't remember who, but there was somebody when I finished the episode going, this person is not our person. So I don't trust that our people are all...
Our people?
Our people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, nobody else?
No, I agree. I mean, I'm worried about that exact thing. This is ever since we went into a different universe populated with same self people.
Yeah,
everything
we
is
need
questionable.
To build a wall. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow,
between the universes.
Melody says the double deception is something else.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm wrong.
You're
what
wrong.
A shocker. I misunderstood something. The other thing that I realized, so Rio is getting angrier and angrier.
He is a petulant little man-child.
Oh, my God. I wrote yes. Rio is a child.
I can't. Yes. I can't. Notes. It's so frustrating because I loved him so much in previous seasons. And now he's just like, no, this is my empire. And why are you really loyal to me?
That and really, he was...
He sounds exactly like that. It's so unfortunate.
The thing is, at the end of the episode, he still thinks the Raza did this
yep.
to him.
He's still out for blood.
I feel like, because I've been claiming, and I know I predict throughout the episode, but I think, Misaki's behind it all.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're correct. That's why I hate her so much.
Whoa,
she's going to do
whatever
she can.
We don't hate. Hate is a strong word.
Okay, you cannot hate her all you want, but she's like the little, she's a little snake lady who's trying to take over.
I think that's what I like about her.
Okay. You can.
Devious evilness.
Yeah.
Because she's not doing it throwing a tantrum like Rio is.
Right.
She's doing it in a, like, sly, manipulative, evil way.
Well, yeah. And that's why there's no other, like, all of his friends and stuff had no idea about it. I cannot think of his name.
You mean the family members or whatever on the
ship
in the
beginning?
Yeah,
they don't have any additional information.
Yeah, because there is none, because she planned it.
Exactly.
Because it's all her. Like, she probably even, like, pulled that little thing out while she was twisting his arm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's all Misaki. She is a liar.
Apparently... Yes. She is poor and misunderstood, according to Melosi.
I mean, you could argue that
he
about
said that
any
last
evil
week
character.
Too.
Which makes me think this is the double deception, right?
This is it!
This
is it
right now.
Here's
this
my
is the
thing.
Moment. It's not even in the show.
Here's my thing about Misaki, and I have a hard time because Tari really challenges me about why I don't like her. And it is in large part because she took Nyx away from us, and I love Nyx. But
be hurt and still appreciate.
That's true.
Her as a character.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate what she does as a character, but I just, and here's my thing about it, I don't like her style. I think her style is gross and grimy. She reminds me of Grima Wormtongue from frickin' Lord of the Rings, where she's just like, ugh, I'm doing this in the shadows. I don't
except for
like
she's not
it.
Greasy and creepy
she's
in
so,
that sense.
She's greasy in the way that she looks at, I'm forgetting teacher character right now.
Teku.
Every time she looks at Teku is the greasiest thing I've ever seen, and I hate it.
I don't.
She's
no,
gonna
that,
kill him, and I don't want it to get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yes,
I definitely
sure.
think that she's going to kill him, or she's going to have him killed. Mm.
I
appreciate.
I think she wants to do it
herself. I appreciate though that Rio very much like says to Teku, like, you you disagree with me and you challenge me and I respect it. Mm-hmm. Because he likes hearing, you know, that maybe I see something of myself in there, that when I mess up, I like being told, you messed up, so I can get better. Rio right. likes to be told because he thinks he's going to get better and then throws a hissy fit. Oh my God, yes. He and I are very much alike. Mm.
This oh, got man, awkward. Something you realized, why yeah. you don't like Rio.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. Wow. I think that Portia and Boone had a really great plan. I think they had a really great plan.
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty solid. They just, I think both sides sort of almost underestimated each other a little bit.
It's funny because they are the same.
Exactly.
Like the fact yeah. that they were like, what could I do that they wouldn't think of? Well, it's you.
Yeah.
You should think of that.
Melanzi says she's quite forthright with Teku and Rio. Teku especially knows exactly where he stands with her.
Oh, yeah. Teku is so not dumb enough to like be like, oh, this woman's not going to murder me.
Yeah.
Like, I hope he has booby traps all over his room. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, just keep them out.
Sarah Brock also says Dark Matter is the Yale self-therapy session today.
Yale, this is your show.
People need to calm down with that.
Oh, okay.
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 Whatever you say, it's your show. Yes. All right. I really want to point out this one note, and this is actually just kind of a side note, and we had no other place for it, so I'm putting
it
here.
Yeah, this is where it is.
I really love and am frustrated by, in a good way, how lovable all of the characters that die in the episode we meet them are. And I was so on board for, like, Silverbeard Man in the cargo hold and his, like, woman. I loved her line delivery. I'm like, I've been in the service 5 years. You want a demonstration? I was like, yeah, I believe that. Holy crap. Did they get a soldier? This is great.
I think the best part was that it wasn't, like, a threat.
No,
it was
a statement, a fact.
I can demonstrate.
It was delightful. It was yes. Right. And that she got shot in the head. It's just so upsetting to me. It's like, I care for her. She spent 5 long years serving her country. Like, I have all this indignance.
You don't even know what she served.
I don't even remember her name. But
you,
like,
you also don't know what she served. Exactly. No. She may not have served.
She could have been the Nazis.
It was the militia.
You're right.
Like,
but,
5 years
for those,
of service with the KKK.
Dang, space KKK. The SKKK. Dang, even,
KKK.
So I just want to say well done to the Dark Matter crew for always making characters that I'm so upset when they die. Because that's the point, right?
Well, even after 2 seconds of
that. After 2 seconds!
Well, it's... Yeah. See, this again, where I was not aware that they were evil. And then she opened those space... I was like, why is she spacing them? I didn't...
Wait, you still didn't put it together at that point?
No! Sometimes I'm a little slow. That's why it's I have fine. To rewatch the episode.
It makes the watching more interesting.
When you're surprised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Although I like being right.
Me too, but it almost never happens.
It's good.
I'm saying, when I'm watching a show and I'm right, I'm fist pumping. Like,
you're like,
called it.
So we also had on the Poon team, we had Tosh and Wexler, who are dead in our universe, but they're alive in theirs. Mm-hmm. I love seeing them. And I believe, Melissa can correct me when I'm wrong, but I believe that the actress who plays Tosh is actually sister to the actor who plays Devin.
Yeah.
Devin,
I think that's
who was
correct.
A drug addict / werewolf.
He's absolutely a werewolf, and we're going to get an alt version of him. He's going to escape into this world.
Okay.
From his werewolf.
This is new facts I did not know.
He thinks Devin's a werewolf.
Yes.
That's all you. That's all you're missing.
Oh, I was thinking more of the actor
that
thing,
has never been disproven.
The actors are
a cool
siblings.
Fact.
I mean,
to know.
We've also never seen that actor during a full moon.
They're in space. Oh, speaking of them in space, when the alt android was like, "This is a fact. Like, we're in space."
Yep.
And I can't move your head.
Minimal effort.
Oh, so
minimal.
Funny.
Yeah.
Effort.
So great.
Also, her bits of just being, of reacting to herself as the other android and the, are you being deceptive? No. Are you being deceptive?
No.
No. It's so delightful.
I don't trust either of them.
Yeah, right? No, not even a little.
No.
No. Melosi says you are right.
Yes. Achoo. See?
You like being right.
Yeah, but it never
it feels good.
Happens.
Well,
oh,
you're right now.
Okay, so the double deception was not when Wexler was being held captive, or was to be caught, yes?
Was the double deception when the android lied to herself? What if, you guys, what if that's it? And we were so charmed by it that we're completely overlooking it as the big double deception.
I believe we've already been told that it's not this
one. I don't know.
But I do appreciate, we were very concerned when we saw the future segments. Mm-hmm. We were like, there are so much that's going to happen, and we are not, like, we only have, till season 5 to get this. Mm-hmm. And something happened now. So, like, stuff's moving, stuff's happening. The we're going to get,
are in order.
Do you believe, I guess Melissa will tell us or not, but do you all believe that we will see all of the bits that we saw from the future this season? So the android being chopped up, the android crying, is that all this season? Thoughts?
No.
I also say no. I just feel like there's too much time.
We don't know how long those times were. It could have been within a month, and then she jumped to the future to see five.
That's totally fair. I just feel like it's not that. And I feel like they're going to give a couple of those things either the opportunity to be unmade, you know, and have us, like, give ourselves the future we can hope for, or
so
they're
like,
going to...
We'll, like, get to the place where it should have been and see something else instead of what should have been.
Right,
this Melosi is being real helpful, and he's telling us that half of the future references in 304 will play out this season, but he's not telling us which half.
Right, but that's half, and so it's we half. Can definitely so do some can... math. Let me pull up my list of things.
Oh, this is why you don't type it up. It's because you can't.
Okay, here we go. Great. Dwarf Star Conspiracy, the double deception, the black ships... Crichton? What does that say?
Oh, yeah. Crichton and something.
Carrie? I don't know.
Sure. There was another name.
Another C name. Yeah. Yep. I have the letter C, and I just can't read my writing. I'm sorry. The Accelerated, who I think maybe Misaki is part of now. Maybe.
Just making stuff up now. Go on.
Who knows? Fall of House Ishida? Misaki. Definitely part of that.
Okay, wait.
And the meat of the android's creator.
Ah, crap.
So eight things.
I was going to be like, up until there, it's all going to happen. But no, they're out of order, aren't they? Mm.
Yeah, probably. Yep.
A little bit.
Damn
maybe.
It! Damn you, Melosi!
I love it. Yes. Well, Melosi says Karina.
Karina, thank you. Karina. That's what that says.
We
I'm going to write it better.
We can't do this show without him.
Yeah.
No. He's very helpful.
Yeah.
Everyone please tweet at T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y and say, please come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell him to come back.
Pester him.
Yeah. Really, really guilt him.
Whoa.
Guilt him good.
When he's sick, I tell everyone to tweet at him to suck it up.
Yeah. Tell him. Love it. Tell him to stop being sick.
No. He's fine. He's out on assignment. I sent him. Okay. Yes?
I have a side note on the Portia and Boone thing.
Yes.
Poon. That was Tari's word, and we are using it without him.
As a final respect.
He's dead.
Rest in peace, Tari.
Tari is definitely not dead.
Oh, okay, good.
So, do you remember in the beginning when Poon says we've expanded our army? They have a fact. Or Portia states that to Truffle?
Truffaut? There you go. What'd you call her? Truffalo?
She said Truffalo.
Truffalo, like
I want to say Truffalo.
Like Mark Truffalo? Like,
yeah, Mark Truffalo. Yeah,
Mark Truffalo. The Hulk?
He killed me.
Anyway, she says we've expanded our army.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if that isn't, in some form, those ships that went missing.
Oh, I love when we see when they realize we should look and see if we've been seen around town.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and I also appreciate when it's pointed out when he's like, "I've never been there." It's so adorable when he's angry.
I know it's like you, but that's not you. Yeah,
we know that's what we're trying to tell.
He's the yell of the group.
Yeah.
Aww.
The Joey
says he really needs to co-host next.
The
season.
Yell, Joey.
Melosi, absolutely.
Yeah, come co-host.
There's
with
a
us.
Spot right here. Tari left it open.
Melosi can take it over. Tweet at us.
Yeah.
Let us know what you
want to
see.
Yeah, tweet at Tari. Tweet Tari. Tell him Melosi's taking a spot.
Exactly. Let him know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So they're doing things. They've been around for a while. Mm-hmm. I like that we finally answered the question of who was on the Alt Marauder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upset that I'm wrong because I said it was Corso. I like that they were like, nope, he stayed behind.
He's not a team player.
No.
That's what they said. And I want to say that maybe he'll come back and maybe they can wipe his memory and then like insert
make
like
a
digital memory of the other guy.
R1,
yeah. I forget his original name though. I was trying
to remember. So Derek Moss was the guy who took the face of Corso.
Right. because he kills his wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I'm gonna wife be or fiance?
Wife.
Wife.
Fiance?
There's a lot.
Wife?
My,
wife.
Malozzi, you wife. Fill it in. Yes. I'm sorry.
Do it.
I don't care for one Derek or Jace Corso. I do not care for any of them. I like our team.
You're allowed to.
I miss four. I don't like Rio.
I miss four too.
I miss four. No, not two.
No. I miss four also.
Yep. And I miss six, but we'll get to that.
That was a dad joke.
Yes.
It was.
Yep.
I like dads. I make dad jokes.
Okay.
That's how you attract them.
That makes sense. Wow.
Yeah.
We learned something new.
Yep. Which part was new? That's how you attract the dads.
Okay, got it. Yeah, with the dad jokes. I had no idea. That's why I was surrounded by so many dads.
Okay.
Anything else you want to say about the Poon Rio storyline?
I was really mad that Rio didn't put together that it wasn't.
Well, that's the thing. He's being a child. He's angry. He's not noticing or paying attention.
Well, it was like, yes, they stole the blink drive, but you stole it from them first. Right. Like, it doesn't seem this. It just was like, this is out of character.
Yeah. And also, like, none of you made it.
Two like, and three. Like, why are you, what is it? How are you not thinking about this?
Yeah.
But I guess it's just because, he's being a man-child.
Well, he points out to them, like, I know you're upset about Nyx.
Mm-hmm.
And I was surprised that Portia wasn't like,
yeah. Right? Well, she played it well.
She did. But she played still, it well. She should have been like, who's Nyx?
Yeah.
What's a Nyx? I would have really liked that.
She also could have easily said, I don't care about Nyx. And, like, mm-hmm. you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. That would have been great.
That would have been rough.
But also, like, when...
Rough and great.
They've already had an assassin try and come get them, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't it be more of like, I'm more upset about you sending an assassin after me.
Right.
Rather than the next thing. Like, yeah, I'm mad about that.
Also, we still haven't seen his wall.
That's true.
We haven't seen Ash in the wall.
Right. Yeah, where is Wall Boy?
Malozzi.
Where is Ash?
When are we going to get to see our high fives?
Ash Walby. The Wall Boy.
Wall Ash?
Wall Ash.
But also, we got this really quick, I don't know if you guys caught it, I definitely caught it, where Boone and Portia are still...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're still
together.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that and I went...
Nah. Well, the way... Yeah.
I miss them together.
I'll even point to that as a thing that pointed out that this was not our...
No,
our,
at that point, we knew it wasn't them.
No, I'll say, like, at that point...
That dumb.
No, hear me out. Because when they were on the ship, when she wakes him up from sleeping, that was not... like a friend waking a friend up. That's like a lover. Mm-hmm. That was too tender for that. No, that was definitely Boone and Portia.
She kicked the bed.
Look at the way she looks at him. Watch that shit again, man. I'm telling you.
Ash
will return later this season.
That's what Malozzi says.
Sweet.
Ash or Wall Ash?
I don't know. It says Ash will return later this season.
I see. Wait. So then maybe my thought that he will wake up and be able to
phase out.
Continue phasing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he's still stuck in the groundhog.
He is now a permanent fixture on the Raza.
Oh, great.
So we get to see him. He's like a little mascot.
Yeah. I got to see it live in person and it was beautiful.
He's like that thing that you put on the front of the ship.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The mermaid.
A ship lady.
Yeah.
He's a ship lady.
Yeah. I like it. All right. I want to take a moment to thank our fans so, so much. Yes. Thank you so much to everyone who's joined us. Thank you to Mr. Malozzi, who takes time out of his day to correct me in the chat. Very much appreciated. We do this show because we, first of all, love this show. And we like talking about it with you. We give you the show for free. The way we do that is by getting wonderful, wonderful sponsors like MeUndies. Tell us about them.
Oh, man, you guys. Let's talk about MeUndies.com real quick, because MeUndies.com is a place where you can get undies.com. It's pretty rad. You're probably bored of buying, like, the boring old underwear that's available to you at the, like, grocery store or wherever you buy your underwear. I don't know, nor will I judge. But the thing about MeUndies.com is they have wonderful kinds of colors, patterns, new releases, limited edition things. They come out every month, and they usually sell out. Oh, wait, no. They always sell out. This just in. They always sell out. You've probably seen them for yourself, and if you haven't, do yourself a favor. Go to MeUndies.com right now, and we will give you a code to save 20% off your first pair and receive free shipping only at MeUndies.com/buzz. That's MeUndies.com/buzz. Get yourself some underwear, put them on your body, tell them Andrew sent you. But also use MeUndies.com/buzz for your discount.
And we have a, I'm always going to bring it up. We have someone who loves MeUndies.
I am wearing them. Yes, I am wearing them today too. Yep. So
check her Instagram, check her Twitter.
Wait, I'm not posting.
She's always posting those nudie selfies. Yeah.
If she's nude, then it's not helpful.
Oh, no. Nude actually means unguarded. I looked it up.
Okay.
Yep. So naked and nude are not the same.
How about we get to, like, I think I need 400 followers. I'll post a picture.
Wow. She called it. 400 and she's doing the selfies for me
on Instagram.
MeUndies.com. Yeah. You could directly just sponsor Natalie if you wanted to.
I love it. We also have an iTunes review. That's right. If you like our show, go to iTunes, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode, but also rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. If you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. The other stars, they do not work. That's right. They do not work. They're still broken, and we're not going to fix them. Lanave has written a new review. This season gets better and better. I marathoned the show's episode last Wednesday in order to leave a review. and calm down, but Lanave ships Ryo and Misaki.
We'll see.
I'm going to be honest. I'm okay with that because I didn't like Ryo with Nyx. Nyx was supposed to be with 2, which I finally got.
That is... amazing. Yes. Yeah, I agree with that. Yes.
Thank you.
I feel like you're tainting her review with your feelings.
Lanave wants to ship Ryo and Misaki.
Okay, fine.
That is a fact.
She is I'm just stating a fact. That's fine.
Okay, you're right.
That's fine.
You're
as long as us. Nyx and 2 were together.
I'm stating a fact. Like, we are in a studio. And I could, well, I couldn't remove your head, but I could punch you in the face.
You could.
With lots of effort.
With lots of effort.
Okay. I want to talk a little bit about Adrian and Solara. So first of all, Adrian did something. He helped out this week. That was great.
Right as he was feeling like he had nothing to contribute.
He helped. And he did great.
So great.
I was so proud of him. But then at the end, Adrian and Solara decide they're leaving. First of all, Solara, stay.
And yeah,
second of all, I like Adrian. He's fun.
I do too. I also don't want to separate them. They're like puppy brothers. You don't want to like separate them out.
I love that she points out that like he would die without
him. Yeah, he probably would be dead.
The other thing I noticed is I don't think she has more clothing on that ship.
She's got her one thing.
The one outfit. Sleeve jacket, which I love and want.
Right.
And a tank top.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's a hot look.
I like it.
I like it too.
I'm a big fan.
I'm not doing a bit. It's a really good look. Yeah. Solara, killing it.
Mm-hmm. But do we think they're gone?
No.
Tari was saying the place that they were going, and Melosi can correct him if he's wrong, is where that like adult entertainment place was. That was quietly mentioned real quick.
Yeah, that was real fast.
Real fast.
I almost forgot about it until you just said
that. Oh, I definitely did not miss it.
I completely forgot about it until you said that.
Somebody's paying attention.
Whoops.
Yeah. I think they will be back for sure.
Yes.
I'm wondering if they aren't part of the deception just because...
Oh, you don't trust them.
Well, okay, historically, I am a very distrusting person, especially on TV shows. I question everybody.
Okay, good to know.
He looked like genuinely upset when he was saying goodbye to 5, which then made me question his like motives. Like, yeah.
Go on. Because are you going to an SVU place or are you going somewhere else?
What now?
Never mind.
We need to talk about this.
She's insinuating pedophilia. I think she's insinuating that he wouldn't come back. You know what I mean?
I'm insinuating that
goodbye might be the
last. He knows that it might be, or that he might do something. That'll
I see.
Alter their feelings toward him, but he actually genuinely likes them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Point.
Yeah.
That's interesting that he maybe that he like got on their ship as part of a plan and then maybe he came to like them. Yeah. Well, obviously because they're so lovable.
Well, right. Yeah. Exactly. But then now he needs to go finish whatever it is that he started.
Mm.
Oh, I did love, though, this is kind of off topic, but when he was like, we almost got him killed on this planet, we almost got him killed in this thing, and she was like, that was all you.
Yeah.
I want to reiterate, that was you.
Always.
Not me.
I really loved, sorry, really quick, but before we move off from this moment, I really loved the tender moment between Five and Adrian, and I kind of thought that it was like, oh my God, do I ship it?
I thought that too.
So at that moment,
for the first time, I was like, oh my God, she's not a child. She's a young adult woman. Like, okay, ready to love.
No, she's a child. This can't work.
First of all, I've been saying for three seasons now that she is not a child.
She's not.
At no point, I think Melosi even pointed out that at no point has she actually admitted to her age, or do we know it? It was said once, what are you like, 16? And we've gone with that.
Oh, I go with it because they all treat her like a kid.
That too.
And they call her kid.
But I thought, because I watch a lot of SVU, that Adrian was going to say to her, call me in 2 years. That's what I thought.
That's great. Yeah. That would have been a really on character, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
This feels right.
But I did pretty much ship him, though, in that moment. Yeah. I was like,
I absolutely shipped him.
But then that's when really I started questioning. I was like, well, he's not saying, so... Now, what are your ulterior motives?
Well, maybe that's why he's sad, is because he's realizing that he wants to stay because he loves her because she's amazing.
Yes. Do you think she's a robot? Now I'm thinking, because we've never heard about her age, what if she's an android robot something?
She's a werewolf!
I'm just saying, ooh.
Yeah, no, but she's not a werewolf.
But I'm throwing this out there.
She needs air to live, though, right? And the android doesn't.
Has she? Has she suffocated at any point?
I feel like there's been times when they're like... losing air, and she
that's
reacts.
Totally that's the potential hole in my theory, but until then I feel like maybe she's a robot now.
CRS says she is a child. If she's not a child, then all the writing needs a big shift.
I'm just saying, Jodel is in her 20s.
That's true. Well, yeah.
People are allowed to grow up during the course of a show also. If she was maybe 16 at the beginning, what if she's maybe 20 now?
It doesn't
seem... We have no idea how much time has passed.
Right. Could have been a week. Could have been several years. They time traveled, literally, in this show.
That's true. To other universes. We really don't have a time frame.
No.
Yes?
No. Okay. We've got everyone falls in love with Five.
I mean, which is very true. Duh.
I'm in love with Five.
She's the best one. That's one.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah, no.
Well,
no, yeah, I stand by it.
All right.
Apparently, we're not allowed to say who our favorites are on this show.
We're not allowed to pick favorites.
I'm not going to. I have my favorites. I'm just not going to say them here.
Who's your favorite?
No, I'm not supposed to say it. You told me not to say.
I say a lot of things on this show.
That's true.
Who's your favorite? Right now, who's your favorite? Because favorites, every week, I have a new favorite.
That's true.
Well, Android this one was definitely my favorite.
Android was so fun this episode.
She's pretty consistently up there.
Okay. let's talk a little bit about Sarah.
Okay.
And her garden.
And her garden.
That's cool.
I don't trust the fact that she has now been given program to create.
Oh, no.
This is not going to end well.
No.
But also, was that 3?
Told you my phone's still on.
Oh, you got mail.
I've got mail.
Great.
Go on.
Was that 3 or was it Boone?
Oh, that had to be 3. Right? Because Boone wouldn't know, first of all, that she was there. Boone wouldn't know how to get there. Yeah, that had to be 3.
Does 3 have the scar on his face?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't notice it.
Guess you're never looking at Anthony's face? Anyway, so Sarah
is under the table here.
Okay. I don't like, so I feel like her being able to build stuff is absolutely because she's within the the computer
Maybe
of
she's
the ship.
A deception.
She's, I'm sure, one of the things on the list.
Yeah,
has to be.
I don't know which one, but I'm sure she's one
Ooh,
of them.
Ooh, maybe she's the one that I keep thinking people are. Hold on.
Oh, the ones with the names.
The acclimated. No. Nope.
Oh, the accelerated.
The acclimated. They've gotten way high up there, man, and they're coming for you now.
All right. Okay, so other than that, at the end of the episode, apparently Five has been having trouble reaching 6. They're like, we're going to go and see him. And what do they find?
Bodies. Bump, bump, end of episode.
Shock.
Yeah.
Shock.
And then I was yelling, is he the sleeper cell agent?
Oh, yeah, because
that was one of the things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so, but I do think that...
Melosi says, evil Sarah, intriguing.
Yeah,
does that mean we're right or not?
He also said that I'm. Right. He also said that I'm distrustful. I don't trust anybody. Yeah.
I don't either. So,
well, because I get hurt. All right. So that's where we were. Any other parts of the episode that you want to make sure that we touch upon? Before we move on.
Oh, man, I got really excited when Android goes, that code is no longer valid. Oh. Ba-boom! Fight sequence! Oh. That was dope.
I appreciated that because so often on shows, people make dumb mistakes.
Like not changing the code.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I was real happy with that. It was a really well-executed fight scene, too.
I also love that she practically threw him off of the ship. Or threw her off the ship. Because I was like, get off my ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
All right, let's then head into predictions.
Ooh.
Nope. There it is!
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Okay, so in the promo for next week, it's all about Six. He is a sole survivor. Also, we find out that he had a wife and son.
Are we surprised by that?
Hold on.
Okay.
And that he may or may not be dying, according to the android. Mm. I believe there were pictures released on social. Maybe a video was also shared confirming that Anders is still alive. Which I go back to, we talked about this earlier in the first episode. We talked about how Anders was saying I was the best man and we assumed at his wedding, which then made me realize that his partner has to be dead, because otherwise that means Anders knows that Six has forgotten his everything, has no memory, and has a partner out there who's still alive.
Right.
So they better be dead, because otherwise Anders is a dick.
Yes.
What is so funny?
Well, I find everything funny, but Malazine says, oh, Six is alive?
Thanks.
Malazine. At least that's what it looked like. Maybe it's Alt Six. Wait.
Oh, there is God. No Alt Six. Oh, the long con planting. Oh, God.
It was never. So here's the thing. Alt Six, because in alternate universe, I believe the, what was his stupid cop name? When he was Galactic Authority.
Bill, I think.
Cal.
Yeah, I think it was Bill.
I think it was Cal Griffin. Mm,
sounds like it was probably Bill.
Okay. So when he never joined them, he got caught, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it can't be Alt Six.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What if it's Alt Four?
Alt Four?
Yeah, it's evil. Maybe. Or Alt Rio. Well,
I guess no. Alt Rio is actually Alt-Rio really is, nice.
Wait, like, so when hey
guys,
they.
Nice to meet you.
But when I'm they. Rio. When they were talking to Rio, Boone had said.
Our universe is Rio.
Yeah, I miss him.
Cal Varick.
Yeah.
Cal Varick. Thank you.
Bill Varick?
Helping us with all these names.
It's Bill, right?
Cal, shut up.
Who said it?
Get out.
Because.
Get out.
Okay. I'm gone.
There's a door.
No, stay.
Step.
We
step,
have
step.
To finish this.
Door slam.
Okay.
All right.
Focusing.
Okay, so in the alt world, Six never became Six. He never became part of the team.
Right.
So it can't be Alt Six. But Six went and was doing all his charity work and is the only one alive. You think Rio attacked the people? Is that what you were saying?
You.
No.
Oh.
When did I say that?
I thought that's what you were saying.
No.
No.
I could be making stuff up.
I think Maybe. You're making things up. I'm not even sure what we're referencing at this point.
We're talking predictions for next week.
I know. I got that.
Somebody speak.
What are you going back in the chat and
yeah,
rereading what people said
getting distracted.
Earlier?
Okay, well, one.
You're off chat next week. Sorry, you have to come back.
No, I like it.
I'll do chat.
Aileen Mendoza says, wait. What if Karina is Five Sister? Which is why I kept going back so I could remember to say that.
Oh,
that's once a great you were done prediction. With your spiel. Wow, thank you. What is
yeah,
that?
Worth
Aileen
it.
Aileen Mendoza.
Aileen Mendoza.
Worth it.
That
yeah,
is such
I like
a
that prediction.
Good job.
Which is why I kept going back.
Worth it. I apologize. My mistake.
Right.
That would be amazing.
You've been promoted.
Yeah. Thank you.
Anyway, next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who do you think killed everybody where Six is? I assume it's a corporation.
It probably is.
That's probably correct.
War related.
I hope it's Misaki, so that we get like a boss battle fight like early on. She's not gonna lose right out, but like you know she'll lose the day. She won't lose the
so
war.
Funny.
You don't think that she's
no,
gonna
your
be
hatred
a larger
of her
part?
Her is so great.
I just want. I just want her to be a more direct villain because I'm bored by her being like I'm a shadow dancer. Look at me pulling all the strings.
See, I prefer her pulling the strings because then in the end it's gonna be a reveal that she was behind everything.
But we already know that. Like, we can already feel
that. Yeah, but here's the thing. I never catch these things. So the fact that I've caught it.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, I feel like it's not gonna be what we think it is.
Maybe.
because I picked up on it. Telling us it's not it, but we're very deceptive. He obviously knows that you don't trust people. Yeah. So he's like, we're gonna do this, and then I'm gonna tell him the truth, and she's not gonna believe me. So yep, for all we know, he could be telling the truth.
That sounds so right. Yes.
So, I mean, it could be Ferris Corp, which you've got several people in here.
I'd be shocked if it was a corporation killed the people that wanted freedom.
See, this is the thing, though. Ooh. The corporations I find such they're such non-villains. They're like, all right, corporations, cool. Rail against the man, okay. Like, we don't, other than, the guy that is sitting across from Portia at the end of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Commander Neiman Marcus. That's right. Commander Neiman Marcus. Other than Commander Neiman Marcus, we don't have a lot of faces to our, corporate entities. Like, mm-hmm. Truffaut is kind of, not. Okay,
so we have Truffaut from Mickey. Mm-hmm. We have Neiman from Ferris. We have Rio, which is a corporate.
But it sounds like all of his battles are pretty much on that one spot now.
Internal struggles, and then we have Traugott, and we have Dr. Will Wheaton from Dwarf Star, and there was a beautiful somebody tweeted a beautiful. They've been tweeting a lot of great art with all the different corporations.
Cool.
I need
a visual aid, I feel.
Yeah, me too.
We should just have
Because you're right, Neiman Marcus and then Dr. Will Wheaton. Those are the two, ones, and Truffaut. I remember them. They're very important.
Guys, we need, a crime board. Yeah.
Lines. With all the strings.
That's the SVU element.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's the only SVU element?
Yeah, I hope so. Okay. God, I hope so.
Fine.
Wait, no, we can bring in Mariska Hargitay.
Mariska,
I'm sorry.
There you go. All right. On that note.
Yep.
Wait, can we get her in? That just got me really excited.
I mean, emotionally we can. Bring her into our hearts. Okay, every Sunday.
I don't think that we've seen the last of our alt people, mostly because they're kind of stuck on this universe now. I would love it if they team up. What if we wipe their memories at the end of the season and now they're stuck being twinsies and pairing up and... I just had an amazing idea. Okay, so tell here us. Was my biggest complaint about this episode, which means that it can happen in the future, is that neither Three nor Boone made a joke about there being two Porsches. It was a missed opportunity.
Yes.
The good news is
that we have more opportunities
because he has to. Because if he doesn't,
we're gonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
Thank you all so much for joining us for the Dark Matter After Show. Until next week, I'm going to make sure you know that you can buy Anders Lives shirts on redbubble.com/people/OTTs. That's OTTEES, your one true tees. Oh. That's what it stands for.
I like it.
Tari came up with it. And we'll be selling the Anders Lives shirts as long as Anders lives.
Awesome.
So if anything is to happen to him, the shirts will become unavailable.
They become limited edition.
Yep.
And you better buy now.
So I'm letting you all know that now. Natalie, where can people keep up with you?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Natalie Dyer, NataleeDyer.
And if you get 400 on Instagram.
It's being said in this.
It's, yep.
You're posting so your undies.
Yep, I will post a picture in my
of me undies.
Yep.
MeUndies.com.
Will do.
/buzz.
Yep.
For 20% off.
Andrew.
Hey, guys, I'm Andrew Mena. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's @AndrewMena, AndrewMena. If you like me on Instagram, it's @TheAndrewMena. And if you like D&D podcasts, I'm going to plug this one because it's mine. It's called Welcome to the Dungeon Hole.
Hey, it's ours.
It's everyone's in a way. Welcome to the Dungeon Hole at Dungeon Hole on Twitter and SoundCloud, and you can find us on iTunes. Leave us a review. That would be pretty great.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm Yelt Eagle. I'm everywhere at Yelt Eagle. That's YaeltyGiel. And here I am on Sundays at Wynonna Earp at 3, Dark Matter at 4, and Killjoys right after this at 5, so stick around. We will see you next week. Hopefully Tari will be here.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.